One of the hostages was a cousin of Alfred's, a priest called Wailer, who fretted and sometimes wept, but the rest of us were content enough. Hacker, who had once commanded Alfred's fleet, was among the hostages, and he was the only one I knew well. But I spent my time with Ragnar and his men, who accepted me as one of them, and even tried to make me a Dane again. "I have a wife," I told them. "So bring her," Ragnar said. "We never have enough women." But I was English now. I did not hate the Danes. Indeed, I preferred their company to the company of the other hostages. But I was English. That journey was done. Alfred had not changed my allegiance. But Leofric and Mildrith had. Or else the three spinners had become bored with teasing me. Though Bebbanburg still haunted me. And I did not know how, if I was to keep my loyalty to Alfred, I would ever see that lovely place again. Ragnar accepted my choice. "But if there's peace," he said, "will you help me fight Kjartan?" "If," I repeated the word. He shrugged. "Guthrum still wants Wessex. We all do." "If there's peace," I promised, "I will come north." Yet I doubted there would be peace. In the spring, Guthrum would leave Wessex. The hostages would be freed, and then what? The Danish army still existed, and Ubba yet lived, so the onslaught on Wessex must begin again. And Guthrum must have been thinking the same, for he talked with all the hostages in an effort to discover Alfred's strength. "It is a great strength," I told him. "You may kill his army and another will spring up." It was all nonsense, of course, but what else did he expect me to say? I doubt I convinced Guthrum, but Wailer, the priest who was Alfred's cousin, put the fear of God into him. Guthrum spent hours talking with Wailer, and I often interpreted for him. And Guthrum was not asking about troops or ships, but about God. Who was the Christian God? What did he offer? He was fascinated by the tale of the crucifixion. And I think, had we been given time enough, Wailer could even have persuaded Guthrum to convert. Wailer certainly thought so himself, for he enjoined me to pray for such a conversion. "It's close, Atrid," he told me excitedly, "and once he has been baptized, then there will be peace." Such are the dreams of priests. My dreams were of Mildrith and the child she carried. Ragnar dreamed of revenge. And Guthrum? Despite his fascination with Christianity, Guthrum dreamed of just one thing. He dreamed of war.